Hello from the newsroom of the Financial Times in New York. I'm Amy Keene. Today, we're taking a look at the U.S. soybean trade. Farmers in America's Midwest have been caught in the middle of the U.S.-China trade war. And the FT's U.S. Markets reporter Gregory Meyer talked to Eric Krupke about the way the soybean trade has been disrupted, where the trouble began, and what a major grain processing company predicts for the market in the coming year.
Soybeans became entangled in the U.S.-China trade war last year. The Trump administration threatened to impose tariffs on a variety of Chinese goods. China hit back on exports from the U.S. to China.
Can things only escalate from here?
It certainly looks like that's where things are going, from the start of a skirmish to possible all-out trade war.
And soybeans is one of the largest products that the U.S. exports to China, and it's by far the largest agricultural export from the U.S. to China. China, in July, imposed a 25% tariff, in addition to existing tariffs, 25% tariff on U.S. soybeans.
American soybean farmers are among the businesses lately caught in the middle of trade disputes.
At the end of November, President Trump and President Xi of China met in Buenos Aires, outside the G20. And agreed to a truce in their trade war.
And I think at some point we are going to end up doing something which is great for China and great for the United States.
Agreed not to escalate tariffs as expected, or at least to delay that until March 2nd, pending further discussion. And as a goodwill gesture, and also probably because it might need additional soybeans, China agreed to purchase some more soybeans, or to resume purchases of soybeans from the U.S.
So before the trade war began, how many soybeans did China import from the U.S.?
China's by far the world's largest consumer and importer of soybeans. It uses imported soybeans almost entirely to grind into soybean meal, which is fed to pigs and chickens, and into vegetable oil. Its imports have been rising steadily every year, and the U.S. historically captured about a third of that. So in 2007, the U.S. was exporting about 36 million tons of soybeans to China.
And how does that compare to now?
So after the new tariffs were imposed in July, U.S. soybean exports to China basically dried up. They went to zero for months on end. That included the period in which U.S. farmers were harvesting what is estimated to be a record crop of soybeans. They planted more acres with soybeans last spring than corn. It was the most widely planted crop in the U.S. And as they were harvesting that crop, none of it was going to China until December, when China agreed to start purchasing modest amounts, again, from the U.S. in a goodwill gesture. So it's anticipated that China will probably, given its current commitments, it'll probably purchase about 10 million tons at this stage.
And how important are soybeans to the U.S. economy?
Well, soybeans are really important to the U.S. Midwest.
Soybeans have many uses on the farm, and chemists have found over 300 widely assorted commercial uses for this comparatively new crop.
Soybeans are a huge crop, and they've been getting bigger largely because of China's demand, and they're a really important source of revenue for farmers in the Midwest who, politically speaking, by and large, voted to elect Donald Trump in 2016.
And the Trump administration tried to help soybean farmers out at one point. Can you tell us what they did?
So after China imposed tariffs on soybeans and a host of other agricultural goods, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced a raft of programs to ease the pain for farmers who were caught up in these trade wars.
To make up for money lost, the $12 billion aid package announced Tuesday would provide farmers with direct financial assistance, purchase their excess produce, and help develop new export markets.
Payments for soybeans were by far the largest. That aid totaled more than $7 billion of the 12, and were basically a subsidy of, I think it was about $1.65 a bushel for every bushel of soybeans that farmers sold.
On Tuesday, the chief executive of a really big U.S. grain processor actually offered a prediction about soybean sales and about the U.S.-China trade war. What did he say?
There are various predictions about how many soybeans the U.S. will export in calendar year 2019. A lot of that is subject to the outcome of the trade war with China, as well as the size of the harvests in South America, which are underway right now. On Tuesday, Archer Daniels Midland, which is a Chicago-based company that's one of the biggest agricultural processors and traders in the world, their CEO announced that he believes the U.S. trade war with China will be resolved sometime in the first half of 2019, and that will result in resumption of significant soybean sales from the U.S. to China after next year's harvest. He didn't put a number on that, and he didn't say definitively it will be resolved, but he said that's their base case assumption at the company.
So even if the trade war does end up getting resolved this year, what kind of lasting effect will that have on the soybean market?
It might be too soon to tell. There are expectations of tensions between the U.S. and China as trading partners and as geopolitical rivals could be here for quite some time for many reasons outside of the soybean market. And if that's the case, China may seek to further diversify its food supply to ensure it's not overly reliant on the U.S. That could lead to further expansion of soybean planting in Brazil, in Argentina, or in other emerging areas that have the right climate and soil for soybeans, but currently aren't growing them for various reasons. And there are fears that this immediate dispute could have lasting impacts on the agricultural economy in the U.S.
And if the trade war doesn't end this year and isn't resolved, what kind of position will soybean farmers find themselves in?
Soybean farmers are not exclusively soybean farmers. They typically grow corn as well. They might grow wheat. In some places, they might grow all kinds of other things, such as in North Dakota, flax, sunflowers. So I think we can expect to see, regardless of what happens, a shift of acreage of land out of soybeans this spring in the U.S. into alternative crops. But given that soybeans have historically been a very profitable crop, we could also see further pressure on farm incomes, potentially further consolidation in the U.S. farming sector, which has been going on for decades.
That was the FT's Gregory Meyer in conversation with Eric Krupke. You can read more about the U.S.-China trade war at FT.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another news feature. But in the meantime, if you're not already an FT subscriber and you'd like to discover more FT content, visit ft.com/offer.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.